MA police chiefs slam Elizabeth Warren for falsely saying Michael Brown murdered. By Hannah Blow on August 14, 2019. Massachusetts police chiefs wrote a pointed letter to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, after the presidential candidate peddled the false hands up, don't shoot narrative last week and accused acquitted former officer Darren Wilson of murdering Michael Brown. Warren, along with a slew of 2020 Democrat candidates, posted a tweet last week in commemoration of Michael Brown, whose death sparked violent riots in Ferguson, Missouri, in 2014. 5 years ago Michael Brown was murdered by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, Warren claimed. Michael was unarmed yet he was shot 6 times, she continued. I stand with activists and organizers who continue the fight for justice for Michael. We must confront systemic racism and police violence head-on. The Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association slammed Warren's reckless remarks in a letter Tuesday. Your reckless tweet will only serve to create hatred towards police officers and place them in danger of more assaults and perhaps death, Hamilton Police Chief Russell Stevens wrote in the letter. Having had 2 police officers murdered in your own state, in the past 18 months, we expect our elected officials to condemn the murder and assaults of police officers, he continued. Instead, on multiple occasions, you choose to fan the fires of divide for your own political gains. Shame on you, he added. As stated in the letter, officers worry that Warren's rhetoric will lead to more violence against police officers. The Boston Herald reports, this is about one issue. I don't want to see another officer unnecessarily murdered. It's that simple, Yarmouth Police Chief Frank G. Fredrickson told the Herald. This hurts, and every chief feels the same way. One of Fredrickson's officers, Sergeant Sean Gannon, 32, was killed in Barnstable in April 2018 while trying to serve an arrest warrant on a career criminal. 3 months later, Weymouth Police Officer Michael Chesna, 42, was killed in the line of duty while chasing down a suspect who also killed an elderly woman. This is not about politics. This is about standing up for our officers, Fredrickson said. The Department of Justice, then led by Obama appointee Eric Holder, also concluded that Wilson acted in self-defense. The 2015 DOJ memo read in part, there is no credible evidence to refute Wilson's stated subjective belief that he was acting in self-defense. As discussed throughout this report, Wilson's account is corroborated by physical evidence and his perception of a threat posed by Brown is corroborated by other credible eyewitness accounts. A fact check from the Washington Post gave Warren and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who also accused Wilson of murder, 4 Pinocchios.